My name is Lacey White, and I'm a psychology-based branding strategist. I harness the power of subconscious psychological triggers to create brands that attract your dream clients. You deserve a perfectly aligned brand, and I'm here to make it happen.
Welcome to another episode of the Billion Dollar Brand Podcast. I am so excited about this episode. On this episode, I will be chatting with my coach and my mentor about the importance of being coached. And I'm really, really, really excited for you guys to hear everything that she has to say. She's been so instrumental in me growing my business and in my personal growth as well. And I love her to pieces. But before we get started on that, I wanted to let you guys know about a freebie that I'm currently offering. I am currently offering a free Canva video training on how to remove the background of a photo in Canva. I also have added some bonus footage for you guys. So make sure to check that out, and I'll drop a link for you in the show notes. All right. Well, with that, let's dive in. Yolanda, welcome to the Billion Dollar Brand Podcast. For those of you who don't know, Yolanda Boyren is a money mindset spiritual business coach, and she is my coach. And she's phenomenal. And I wanted to bring her on because coaches need coaches too, right? And I wanted everyone, my audience, to experience my coach and see kind of how I'm being mentored and how I'm being coached in a way to make me succeed in my business. And just encourage everyone who is on the fence about getting a coach to really explore that option, because it is super beneficial. But without further ado, Yolanda, welcome.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. And that introduction, it's like, it just touched me so much. I am just blown away at all of the things that you continue to create, and I am so honored to be here.
Well, I'm honored to have you. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to be in the coaching space and doing the things that you're doing today.
Okay. Well, I'll try to bring this novel down as quick as possible. Where do you want me to start? Do you want me to start with like the manifestation stuff, or do you want me to start with business?
Really, it all kind of connects to the manifestation stuff. So, I mean, let's just start there, because my audience knows that I am, you know, more on the spiritual side and all of the manifestation stuff. And I talk about that a little bit on my podcast. So let's start there.
Okay. Perfect. So my brand is Manifest Mad Money. And people always ask me, like, where did that journey start? I actually had an uncle when I was younger that was, this is way before The Secret came out, and he was well-read and very knowledgeable. And so he always talked about conscious creation, AKA manifestation. And when I was like 4 and 5 years old, that's how far back I can remember these conversations, he would always tell my cousins and I, I'm going to manifest the lottery one day. And he would walk through these exercises with us. Like, he would do these exercises where he would say, like, this is what I'm going to buy. This is where I'm going to live. This is what my house is going to look like. And then he would say, what do you all want when I manifest the lottery? And he would really make us incorporate all of our senses. And as a little kid, it seems really cool and really exciting. Like, oh my gosh, my uncle's going to manifest the lottery. And then he just continued to do that. And as I got older, it got really embarrassing, because we would go, at the time I lived in the Washington, D.C. area, and we would go to museums almost every weekend. And in between the museums, we would go to lunch. and he would start drinking. And then he would start telling the waitress, I'm going to manifest the lottery one day. And I was like, oh my God, like my uncle is drunk. He's telling people this story. How embarrassing. And then I got pregnant at 16 and had my son at 17. And he was disappointed in me. You know, I was really close with this particular uncle. He was really disappointed in me, didn't want me to struggle through life. And so we kind of drifted apart. And after I had my son, he called me up one day and said, hey, I'd like to come chat with you. I'd like to meet your son and, you know, let's talk. So he comes over, we talk, we make amends. And then the very next day he calls me and he's drinking and he says, I just manifested the lottery. And I'm like, shut up. Like my uncle's drunk. Like, what is he thinking? And then my other uncle gets on the phone and he's like, no, Yolanda, he's being serious. He just manifested the lottery and it was $42 million. And so I started thinking, okay, this isn't that crazy. There is something to this. And he would always talk about the way that energy worked and the way that the brain processed information. And so I became really interested in understanding and learning about this. And so I would talk to him about it. And then I started doing my own research on things. And I started applying all of these things that he would say and the things that I was reading about. And again, I was a teen mom at 17, living off of ramen noodles. We lived in low-income apartments. And by 21, I bought a brand new house. I had my first Mercedes. And then by 25, I landed a career in real estate that first year I made six figures. And then after that, I started making multiple six figures. And you know, you come from a real estate background as well. Making six figures your first year is not the norm for many people in real estate. There are so many struggling realtors.
Right.
Like, I think most people get that wrong. They think, oh, realtors are balling. No, it's a tough job. And so I was hustling 6 days a week, sometimes seven, 10, 12 hour days. And I was making all the money. I was buying my family, you know, the things that they wanted, the vacations. We had money in the bank. We were buying the luxury things, all of that. And then everything changed when my son turned 14. He attempted suicide for the first time. And my whole world was rocked. It was like, I cannot believe that I've been sacrificing my time with those that I love for money. Like, I thought I was doing my job. I thought I was giving my family the life that they deserved. And what I really felt was I was missing out on so many memories, on so many things. And so we went through this whole big, long, several year process of my son being diagnosed with bipolar and in and out of mental health institutions to get him the right care. And during that time, I quit real estate because I was like, I don't have the capacity to work with people. I don't have the capacity to hold space for a client finding their dream home and taking them to 50 different houses. And so I quit and I started selling clothing online. And yes, I was making money in that. However, it was a far cry from the money that I was used to making. And it really got to my ego. And then I came across coaching and I hired my own coach. She was a manifestation coach. And I hired my own coach and I was like, I want to learn how you're doing what you're doing. And I know that I need to be in your energy and learning from you in order to do that. And so I hired her, started my business, but I decided when I started this business that I was not available for hustle, that I was not available for sacrificing, you know, time with those that I love. And so I was like, okay, I know that I can make money. That's not a problem. But now it's, can I make money on my terms and the way that I want to do it, right? While it's still experiencing life. And so Manifest Mad Money, the brand, was born. And here we are almost 4 years into it.
Well, I'm glad that it was born because I've definitely benefited. I know we were talking a little bit offline about how I came to the realization just recently, and I've not been actively coaching with you for over a year now. There are just realizations that I'm coming to that are just now hitting from our coaching sessions. And it's crazy because so much time has elapsed, but I got to a crossroads essentially, and I had to decide, do I continue on this miserable path in corporate America, or do I really honor my human design and really take the things that Yolanda taught me and utilize them, right? So I came to a point where I was like, you know what? I can't do the corporate thing anymore. It's like, no matter how many different property management companies I hop around to, I find myself in the same miserable situation and feeling the same miserable feeling. So I've got to let that go, because as a manifester, I dance to the beat of my own drum. I'm not meant to be within a corporate structure. And I knew that because you had told me that when you read my human design chart. And knowing that for over a year, like 2 years, and like still resisting it, it was just so freeing to finally follow that path and see that it yields immediate results. Like, literally, I quit my corporate job. I decided I was going to place my license with a brokerage that does sales only. So I'm a full-time commission real estate agent, and then focus on the billion-dollar brand and building that business as well. Within 30 days of me doing that, I had one home under contract. And now I'm not even at the 60-day mark yet, and I've got two homes under contract. Right there's my proof of concept, right?
1,000%. And for your audience, for those that don't know their human design, like, there's 5 different energy types, but also every energy type is very different. But me looking at your chart, I remember telling you, Lacey, you are so powerful. You are so powerful. You've just got to step into that. And so hearing that from you today of like all of the magic that is unfolding from you applying that, it just blows me away.
It's pretty powerful stuff. And to be honest, when you kept telling me, Lacey, you're so powerful, I didn't believe it when you were telling it to me. And I didn't actually start to believe it until here recently. And I was like, you know what? I'm better than this, you know, like I deserve more than this. And why should I have to settle for a salary, you know, and an almost but not 6-figure salary, right? Why shouldn't I get to the 6 figures? Why shouldn't I get to 7 figures? You know, and it just, I was just sick of not getting there. Yeah. So now I'm on a warpath.
I love it. And, you know, I think that it's really easy for most people to have trust when they're working for someone else and be in their power when they're working for someone else, right? Because it's like, you know your tasks, you know what you're supposed to do. And then it's so hard for us to trust ourselves. And I feel like I've had this conversation like 5 times this week, but that really stems from when we're children. Think about it. Our parents are like, nope, you better listen to me, right? Like, our parents instill in us that they know better for us. And then we go to school and our teachers are like, nope, you better listen to me. And then we have authority figures like doctors and police, like, you better listen to me. And so our whole lives, I truly believe that we are conditioned to look to somebody else for the answers for us. And I think that's what really throws us off of our path and makes us forget the power that we have internally. And so I think that that's one of those things that human design does, is it makes you remember who you are. And it takes all of those things that society told you, no, this is the way to success. No, this is how you have to do it. No, this is what it looks like. And it individualizes that for you and puts you into your strength.
I 100% agree with that. And I've experienced it myself, like firsthand. So I totally agree. And for me, coaching has been so beneficial. I only wish you were my coach right now.
Love you so much. And it's not just because of that, but you are truly a light in this world. And our energies just align. Our humor and our personalities are so similar. Like, when I see you post on Facebook, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Lacey.
Yeah, I think I was talking with one of my girlfriends the other day, and she was like, yeah, I'm a firecracker. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm more subtle, you know, I don't really crack any fires, but I do have like kind of like this, you know, in the cut sarcasm thing going on.
I think you do crack fires too.
Sometimes, but not loudly.
Yeah.
It's usually like, you know, a sly one here or there.
I mean, hey, you know, I try to control my throat chakra. That's what I like. Everybody in my family is like, Yolanda, your throat chakra. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, you didn't take that well. Oh, okay.
Like, right. When I'm like the person in the room saying the inappropriate shit.
Yes, exactly.
So tell my audience a little bit about some of the coaching programs that you're currently offering, because I kind of want them to get like the full picture.
Yeah. So I've changed my business model, you know, a little bit over the last couple of years, but I really came back to what I feel is most powerful for my audience. So right now I have a membership that's like $37 a month, where I go in and I give you real sales psychology tips, real tips based on your human design of how you can sell to your audience easier, how your audience is going to receive your messaging more clearly based on who you are. And that's really for those that are getting started and really want to take things up a notch. Honestly, my mastermind clients and my one-on-one clients are in there, and even they're blown away and they're, you know, they're further ahead in their journey. So I really think it's for anybody, but I wanted to make that accessible to anyone and everyone. And then I have my two bigger containers, which is my mastermind and my one-on-one. For a whole year, I did nothing but programs where it's like, you know, this is a 6-week program, this is an 8-week program, this is a 4-week program. I realized that although those things were very powerful, it's really the implementation where people really struggle. And coaching, I think that people get this wrong. Coaching is, yes, of course, you're supposed to tell somebody, here's what I see from the outside in, you know, try this marketing tactic, try this sales tactic, or, you know, whatever your niche is, you're guiding people from the outside in. However, it's not really the strategy that most people are missing. It's the belief system when they're going to implement that strategy. So if I tell a client, hey, you should go do this and let's charge this, like their brain starts freaking out because it's new. And I think that's the part where coaching really steps in and says, okay, you're operating from the current neural pathways that are built in your brain, which is where you're currently at in life, right? But if you want to build something that's bigger than that, you have to really challenge your brain to create new neural pathways. It's called neuroplasticity and new belief systems, and actually challenge yourself to leave that comfort zone. And I find that that is where most people play smaller than what they're actually capable of doing. And so in my mastermind and in my one-on-one, that's what we're doing. Yes, of course, my background is in sales. I've been in sales since I was 18 years old. I'm turning 39 Tuesday. But the truth of the matter is strategy is leverage, but it's who you're being, how you're responding, how you're showing up, and actually committing and doing those things. That's the part where we all get scared and then we want to stay in our comfort zone. So my containers are really focused on helping you consciously create or manifest the life that you actually want. And that starts with the brain.
Right. And that's powerful stuff. I know that when we coached together, we did some neuro-linguistic programming or reprogramming exercises. And I feel like those types of things are just so beneficial, and really they're like slept on big time.
And, you know, I remember one thing that we did in particular, and I won't get into the details because that's your story to tell, but I remember one thing in particular, there was something coming up for you. And I was like, no, we need to dive deeper. And we did some NLP on that, neuro-linguistics programming. And I remember you coming out of it and saying, oh my gosh, Yolanda, I have a hard time remembering my childhood, but I had vivid recollection of things that occurred to me in my childhood that tie into what is coming up for me now. And that's really, again, going back to how the brain processes information, your ego is trying to protect you. And so anything outside of our comfort zone, your ego's like, wait, we don't know what's around the corner. Let's just stay here. I always use the quote, we prefer familiar hells over unknown heavens. That's the power of getting back to, okay, what is the root cause of this thing? Now let's erase that belief and then program in what you actually want in there.
Right. And I think something else that's so powerful with coaching that you won't get in therapy is that you identify that thing, right? And then you reprogram your thought processes surrounding it so that it's healthier and you're coping in a healthy manner as opposed to being triggered in those unhealthy habits when you think about something like that, right? I've been a lot of therapy, and in therapy, they kind of keep you there. They want you to swim around in all of your past muck and hurt and just, you know, live there. And I'm just like, I can't do this. Like, I've got to come out of it. Like, coaching is more focused on identifying it so you can reprogram and move forward.
Oh, I could not have said that any better. Like, I have tried therapy numerous times in my life, and I've had the same experience as you. You know, I think therapy can be different based on what you're dealing with and who you are. I think it still serves its purpose, but I had the same exact thing. It's like, I don't want to sit in my misery. You know, coaching is more forward focused of, okay, let's look at the future and let's plan that and let's create that. And I feel the same way that in therapy, I was kind of kept in my past stuff. And I remember always leaving feeling very, very heavy and like, man, I just, you know, like I remember I never wanted to go back every time. And then I was like, okay, you can do this. And then it was like, okay, fine. I cannot do this anymore.
Well, and the crazy part is that the medical industry conditions us to believe that feeling that way after a therapy session means that we're working through it. Like, that's the pain of working through your past. And it's not. Like, it's complete bullshit.
Yeah. I think there's a big difference in sitting there and staying there and continuing to go over and over and over, and then just acknowledging it and then moving forward. One of the things that I was going to say about that is, it just fled the top of my head. Well, hopefully it'll come back. Every time you start talking about it, I'm like, oh yeah, I want to say this. Hopefully it comes back.
No worries. So let our audience know how they can find you if they want to connect with you on socials or through your website.
Yeah. So my brand is Manifest Mad Money. So on Instagram, I'm at manifest_mad_money. My podcast is Manifest Mad Money that you can catch on any podcast player. And then my website is manifestmadmoney.com.
Yay. And I still read all of the emails you send me. I'm like, Yolanda dropped some goodies in her email marketing. So everybody sign up for her email list.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's been awesome speaking with you, and I can't wait to see what's next in your business. And I look forward to coaching with you again.
Thank you. I'm so excited to continue to watch your journey.
If you've received any value from today's episode, please share it on your social media and tag me. I love connecting with you guys. Need to get branded and don't know where to start? Head over to my website and schedule a free 30-minute consult. Let's chat and see if we're a good fit to work together.